Greece, of course, is another country stung by Europe's economic crisis, and through it all, the country's once proud capital, Athens, has had an image problem. Television reports show masked gangs throwing petrol bombs at parliament or riot police dousing demonstrators with tear gas. That has caused many tourists to stay away, but one group of volunteers is trying to make Athens feel inviting again. Joanna Kakissis has the story.
Tobias Egersbo is watching the Greek honor guard change shifts near the Monument of the Unknown Soldier outside Parliament. The Danish engineering student has seen this spot on TV, full of protesters. He wasn't scared away, but others were. The number of tourists to Athens has dropped by at least 20%.
You can easily be the only people at a restaurant for a whole evening.
Tobias and his father, Jacob, are using a guidebook to see sites like the National Archaeological Museum. It's in an area with rundown buildings scarred by bad graffiti. And at night, drug addicts line the nearby street.
In Athens, my impression is this, that
Theodora Kapu would have gladly taken the Danes on a happier tour.
I always find something new in Athens. Sometimes it's a surprise for me, too.
Theodora is a translator who volunteers as a guide for This Is My Athens, a free service that matches visitors with Athenians who take them on personalized tours. She recently gave a tour to three young Spanish women. She said they were skeptical.
They said that they expected Athens to be half burned, with people going around the street asking for food or for money. And they thought that we would show poverty and depression.
But then they spent the day eating Greek dark chocolate at neighborhood cafes and exploring hidden city parks. Theodora likes parks. She often starts her tours with a walk through the National Gardens near Parliament.
There are some smaller lakes here with frogs and fish and everything. That's very nice now in the summer.
Then she crosses a busy street to reach the artsy old neighborhood of Pangrati. She walks to a small square named after Manos Hadzidakis, the Academy Award-winning composer. He played piano at a restaurant here called Mayemeni Avli, the Enchanted Garden.
Με λένε Ιω, Θεοφύλου το επίθετο. 62 χρόνια είναι.
It's run by an elegant former ballerina named Io Theophilou and her son. Io is 89, and she's seen Athens suffer through starvation and two wars. She sees the latest crisis in the frowns of her customers. People no longer smile, she says, and they no longer sing. We try to have music here every night.
Δεν είναι πια για φιλιά τα μαλλιά.
Io likes to sing Adika Pigantanyata, a song about lost youth. It's by Attic, an early 20th century composer of romantic ballads. Theodora goes across town for a more recent legend, Chez Lucien, a French bistro Athenians know for good food at austerity prices.
Merci beaucoup. Bon appétit.
It's on a street of neoclassical buildings in Petralona, a lively neighborhood not far from the Acropolis. As bistro diners eat creme brulee, a clarinetist from Albania serenades them with a Greek folk song. That makes Theodora smile. Her city may be having a crisis of confidence, but it still has its surprises. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis. In Athens.